Now, if you're a regular listener to this programme, I'm sure you're someone who always is questioning what is real and what isn't. If you're not a sceptic, well, why would you be listening to the debates on this programme? We're all a bit sceptical, aren't we? Is that true? Is that real? Is that right? That, I suppose, goes to the heart of what we do on this show every day between 9 and 12 on BBC WM. But if that's not quite enough for you, well, let me tell you about a group who meet in Birmingham to ask many of the kind of questions that we ask on this show, except they do it over a pint. Sceptics in the Pub meet twice a month. And they listen to various guest speakers who come from all over. Let's speak to Patrick Redmond, who's from Skeptics in the Pub, which is a lovely name, I have to say. Patrick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Adrian.
So, well, where's the idea for Skeptics in the Pub come from?
They've been going for many years. I mean, there's actually 40-odd groups around just in the UK, although not all of them have got meetings and talkers and things like that. Some of them are just social, but they've been going all around the world. And basically what we aim to do is put on an event each month looking at some kind of interesting subject, usually from a evidence-based angle, but we want people to come, enjoy themselves, socialize and ask questions.
So what kind of things have you discussed then?
It's kind of easier to ask what we haven't discussed. The usual kind of skeptical meat and two veg is stuff like ghosts, UFOs, psychic powers, alternative medicine, and we've done all those kinds of things. But we've also looked at stuff like PR in the news, how PR affects journalism. We had Richard Pepier, who resigned spectacularly from the Daily Star, come and do a bit of an expose on the Street of Shame. We've done, we've got next month's talk. Well, next month we've got an open mic night, which is something different and really good.
Which is what, people just turn up and hold forth, do they?
Well, we've kind of vetted the talks to make sure that we haven't got any anything that's too out there. But we've got members of our audience, plus a guy who comes sometimes called Mill Millington, who's a...
Oh, yeah, local author, yeah, from Wolverhampton, isn't
absolutely.
He? Yeah, very good author, yeah.
And there's a musician coming as well, and we've given them all 15-minute slots.
Yeah.
They've given us some interesting topics ranging from cancer quackery to conspiracy theories in ancient Turkey and so forth, and they're going to do a 15-minute slot on those. And it's kind of about people participating and about people taking part and not just being talked to. And that's part of the essence of what Skeptics in the Pub is about. It's not about lecturing at people. It's about people being involved in a group and asking questions themselves.
Yeah, and I'm genuinely liking it. I've not been to one of your meetings, but I've been aware of it for a while. And the kind of things that we do on this programme, it can, in a sense, be about anything, isn't it? But a question which has got any number of ways into it, any number of ranges of experience that people might bring, but with the added bonus that you're doing it in a social context, maybe with a pint of beer, maybe with a fruit juice, because you don't have to drink the alcohol, but in that social context. And if somebody says something that you think's a bit naff or a bit off or a bit funny, you can challenge them.
Absolutely.
Or you can ask them to expand a bit more. And what did you mean by that?
Exactly. And we have, our speakers have come from all kinds, I mean, topics. We've had tattoos. We had a whole night on tattoos. We have people who aren't professional speakers but have devoted their lives to researching paranormal things or something else like that. But we've also had academics who come, and academics who perhaps used to talk into lecture rooms and groups of students and other academics. And then they're sitting in a pub with a bunch of just ordinary brummies sat there watching them and listening to them. And it isn't all... I mean, from the name Skeptics in the Pub, people might think that it's all beard-stroking, 40-year-old, middle-aged blokes.
I can report you do not have a beard.
but it's not. We have a huge demographic come along, and it's fun. It's fun, and it's intellectually stimulating, and it's just a great, great night.
And also, it takes place in one of my favourite pubs, I have to say, the Victoria on John Bright Street in Birmingham, which was one of... I've spoken on the programme before about the Birmingham pub renaissance, and the Victoria is definitely part of that. An old theatre bar, that was a perfectly decent pub before, but has got relatively recently taken over the last 3 or 4 years, and just has got a great vibe about it. And again, a kind of place that anybody can feel welcome
in. Absolutely. I mean, they look after us really well. It helps that one of our organisers actually works for the Victoria. But beyond that, it's got the right kind of, like you say, vibe for us, because it attracts people of so many different walks of lives who just come in, stagger up the stairs to us, find out what we're doing, and sit and come back again and again. And we get that so often. People who say we stumbled across you by accident, have a great night, and then come back.
Well, when's your next meeting?
Our next meeting is the open mic night, and the talk's always the second Wednesday of the month.
Second Wednesday of the month, so that's easy to remember. So just rock up. Do people have to pay to get in?
No, it's we ask for a £2 donation. Nobody takes any money. Mm. We have speakers come from all over the country. And what we do is we put them up in a hotel if they've travelled, a local one, Lake Room, Stockholm. Very good, sorry, no, it's on BBC. We put them up in a hotel, we buy them a meal and we pay for their train fare. Yeah. And that's all that they take. And we do that by donations from the audience.
So. Okay, so if you want to find out more information, go online, just put into your search engine Birmingham Skeptics or Skeptics in the Pub, yep. Birmingham. Regular meeting, second Wednesday of every month, yep. at the Victoria on John Bright Street.
Everybody welcome.
A bit like this show, come one, I say this so often, come one, come all, regardless of age, creed, colour or class, you are welcome here. And that is clearly the same message for Skeptics in the Pub, except that because it is in a pub, you've got to be 18 to get into there. Patrick, thank you very much indeed for joining me. Patrick Redman from Skeptics in the Pub in Birmingham.